Hey, everybody, welcome back to the East Coast Bros with your host, Matt, here, your host with the most, and
your co-host with the co-most, Nate
co-most.
The Destroyer.
The Destroyer. We got Nate over there, the co-host with the co-most. Actually, Nate is also a host. We're both co-hosts.
Yes,
Ben is
there you
actually
go.
The host of the show. So, Nate, we got a limited amount of time tonight, and we have time to get stuff out. So first of all, Nate, let's talk about our day or our week since the last time that we got together here. So, I don't know if I told you or not. So, today I had to go and get something removed from my back today. I had a big ass cyst back there. Did you ever get one of those big cysts? It's like a looks like a boil. It's huge.
Never.
But it's a cyst. And
no, I never.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had it for a couple of years, and they kept saying, oh, it's okay. It's not cancerous. It's no big deal. It's been whatever. I think the word is benign. Is that the word,
yes.
Nate?
Yeah. That's it.
So
yep.
I said, okay, cool. So I go into the thing today. Now, mind you, Nate, do you go see a dermatologist on a regular basis? Like
never.
Once a year?
Never.
All right. So no. I had skin cancer, and I've had
things
taken off. So I usually have like about every 6 months to a year, I got to go in. So, okay, so it's bad enough when I go there on my regular checkup, I have to strip down, okay?
Okay.
I have Anita shave my back because it's embarrassing, all right?
So she
shaves my back, right? Right? So I go in there, right? It's bad enough now, and I'm not trying to sound like some kind of a chauvinist like that or like that, but it's bad enough when the doctor comes in and she looks like a supermodel, all right?
How's
and
that
she
being
comes
a
in.
Chauvinist?
Well, no, but I mean, like, I don't want people to think I'm being like women or whatever. But she's my doctor. She's looks like a supermodel, and she comes in right now. And of course, and what do they always do, Nate? Every time you go, right? She comes in. And she says, "Oh, hey, can I have one of my assistants? A couple of my assistants want to come."
Yes.
And of course, they're hotter than she is, and they're like in their 20s and 30s, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm this old guy, been married for 30 years. I got no clothes on. I'm sitting there with freaking a shaved back. Thank God I shaved my back.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Everywhere else coming out of everywhere else. And they got to check me from head to toe. Talk about demoralizing, dude. Demoralizing, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Really? Wait, why do you have to get naked for that, though?
Because they got to do a complete body check for my skin cancer. Because I've had skin cancer. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know because Michelle's over there yelling at me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I get it.
So my community action to everyone out there today is go out there and make sure that if you see something unusual on your skin, a mole that's raised, or maybe it looks weird, or it's kind of jagged looking, or it's growing, or it's getting worse, go see your skin doctor right away and get it taken care of. Don't wait. I've heard of many people that have gotten melanoma that have died from that. So folks, get that checked out, okay? But again, I've had a few. So Nate, again, bad enough I had to go there 3 or 4 weeks ago. I had to go again today to get that thing taken off my back today. And once again, here comes a doctor, really nice, beautiful woman. It just is demoralizing when you're 55 years old and these young people come in and they have to and they look at you and you know they're just laughing at you. You know they're laughing. You know it. So
I'm sure they've seen worse, so.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
But at least thank God my back was still shaved from the first time. So that was good.
Yeah.
So that was good. Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I got that done today. I've got like about a 5-inch scar on my back that's got like a bunch of stitches on it now. And it hurts like a son of a gun right now. But yeah. So yeah, Nate. Yeah, so that's what's going on there. So what about you, Nate? How was your day? What was your week like? Anything good happen?
Well, I switched to second shift, which is 3 to 11.
Right. That's right.
I got better days off. I want to try to be normal and sleep at night.
Yeah,
and
right.
I like being home at night.
Yeah.
Just for the whole safety thing. But so far it's going good. Otherwise, I really didn't do much of anything.
So let me ask you, Nate, have you been how long have you been working the third shift? You've been working that one for how many years now?
5 years.
5 years, right. Yes.
Yeah.
And now you're finally going to second shift, which really isn't a bad shift. I don't think it's that bad of a shift. What do you think? How you said you like it so far?
So far, I like it. Michelle hates it. she hates because we kind of don't see each other, but I felt like we didn't see each other on 11 to 7 either. I would be sleeping when she was home.
Right. That's right. That's right. So, yeah. And you know what they say, no matter what, I read an article one time and, oh, trust the science, right? Isn't that what they say? I trust the science. And I read an article about the science, and they said that no matter what, third shift, you never really ever make up your sleep. Your body isn't made to be nocturnal.
Well, right.
And you really never get used to it. That's what they say. You could do it for 30 years. You really don't get used to it. At least that's what I read. It was a science thing I read. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever do it? Did you ever do midnights?
No, okay. I never in the Navy. Well, I mean, in the Navy, I did. Obviously, I had to do it at times. Yes.
Right.
When I was in the Navy, I had to do it. There were times we were, I was, as you know, a damage control, which is a firefighter.
Yes.
And when we used to do helo ops or helicopter operations during the cold, it was during the war on drugs in the early 90s. Yeah. And we used to have like 24 to 48 hour helo ops going on with the Coast Guard. And so I used to be out there. We used to sleep on the deck, and I would do like late at night, and you know, we switch off every 12 hours, stuff like that. So yeah, I did it before then, and it sucked. Yeah, I didn't care for it. Yeah,
I mean, when I first transitioned, I would sleep my whole weekend for 2 days. Yeah,
exactly.
Straight.
Yes,
I just couldn't get used to it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it gets easier like everything else, but like you said, you never really fully get. It never gets easy though. Not it gets a little easier. But
yes,
it's tough, but you got to make a living, right? I mean,
well, that's it. You got to make a living.
Pay your
that's
bills.
The damn truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, So, let's get out. Let's carry on with the show.
Right.
And let's keep on going now. You know, that was our week. Everybody, you know, have anybody else had any weeks like that, that something was demoralizing or you switched switched jobs or now you're sleeping better? Let us know, And that way we can maybe share it with other people on the show. Anything funny about your job or anything like that?
Right.
Anything funny? What's going on? But Nate, we're going to go to one of our segments that we used to do here many times before when Ben was on, and it's called the Wheel of Rock, and we're going to spin the Wheel of Rock.
Okay.
And it's going to come to something, and whatever it turns to, we're going to talk about that for real quick, about a five 10 minute conversation about that.
Perfect.
And some of the things on the Wheel of Rock are bands, solo careers. Okay. Influential bands or influential rockers, remakes, singers, bassists, bands again, solo careers again, and then pretty much it's all the same thing. So really, it's going to be bassists, bands, singers, things like that.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
spin it. Nate, tell me if you can hear this. This is I am actually spinning a wheel. Tell me if you can hear it. Here we go.
Do you want me to lie to you and say I hear it? I don't hear, but I'm on my computer.
You didn't hear it. All right, we'll have to figure this out. But Nate, the topic that came up today is bands.
Okay.
So let's real quick. I got to put a timer on because as you know, we don't have a lot of time because we're cheap bastards and we don't want to pay. We don't want to pay Zoom $100 a year.
Yeah, we got
cheap.
We kind of have
a
lot
put
to get
on a timer. We're gonna have a 5 minute talk. Nate, you go first. Perfect. Tell me some influential bands that you like. I know who you're gonna say. I'll guarantee you. I know you're gonna say. But
no, I guarantee I can throw a loop.
Go ahead.
My very first album, I bought my own money when I was 10, which was 1984. The name of the album was 1984.
Yeah.
And I remember you assholes in the basement, Gordon, you, Steve.
Yeah.
You burned incense on, and it was huge. I cried my friggin' eyes out. It was worse than the day anybody died, I swear. But I love Van Halen, and I still love them, but, man, I just the pure rock, you know. Now, obviously, it's the Who, Rush.
Right.
You know. But who else do we like? I mean, God, Dio.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I was just listening to Dio, dude.
Yeah, Ronnie James Dio.
I was just jamming to him, man. The last in line, dude.
Last, absolutely. Great album, right? That's the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you, Nate, about how I got that album? Did I ever tell you how I got that one?
No, I don't think so.
So, what year did that come out? Can you look it up and tell me, Nate, what year The Last in Line came out?
I probably can. You know what? Let's try to guess. I'm going to say it's got to be 83, 84, because I think we're still living on West Side.
I'm gonna go at the same time frame, and the reason why is because I'll tell you in a minute why I'm telling you this. But are you looking it up?
Hold on. Yep. Do you want me to say it yet or no?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. July 1984.
All right. Wow. Okay. It's 1984. Wow. Cool. Yeah. So here's what I'm telling you, Nate. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because talking about that. So we were visiting Aunt Carmen at her place in New Jersey. Yeah. So 1984, I was about what? I would have been about 15. July.
I was 10, yes.
I was always a year ahead. So I would have been like 15. Yeah. Right. You would have been what, 10?
10, yep.
And Ben would have been like 7, all right.
Yeah, 7,
so,
8, yeah.
Right? So we went to Aunt Carmen's and we're there and we went out someplace and I begged her to let me get this Dio album, this Last in Line, because Gordon and Steve, okay, they had it. We jammed to it all the time, and I wanted it so bad, right?
Right.
Well, on the front cover, as all of you might know, it's got a picture of the devil on the front cover. Isn't that
something
the one?
Something like that,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the front cover is awesome. All right. Well, it's not awesome. It's got the devil on it. It's awesome, though, right? So here we are. I beg her to get me this album. She gets me the album. This was vinyl, okay? This was a vinyl album with a big cover. And she says to me, are you sure that your parents are going to be okay with you getting this? I said, oh, heck yeah, they are. Well, let me just tell you, I think our parents were already divorced at that time. I was 15, so they were.
Yeah.
But I don't think mommy wasn't that thrilled that she got me that album with the devil on it, dude. I'll tell you that, dude. Wasn't happy about it at all.
No, especially back then.
Oh, man.
That's back when they said like Satanists were murdering people and
everybody
was satanic and
If you were a rock star, you were you were a Satan worshiper, right?
Yeah, you're a horrible person, right?
Yes, that's right. All right, Nate. So what else? What other influential rock bands you got? You can tell me about real quick, and I'll tell you mine.
Oh God, me? Well, since you and Matt you and Tim were older brothers, the Beatles, Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
Yep.
Motley Crue, that was one of my other first loves.
Yep.
That wasn't so much you two. Who else did you? Billy Joel.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cars. I love the Cars.
Ah, Cars. Yep.
Yes.
So So I always tell people, Nate, that I grew up in a good time. So again, I was born in the late '60s. And I lived through, obviously, through the 70s. I was about, 10 years old when the 70s ended, 11. As I said, in the 80s, I was, in my teens in the 80s. And I lived in a good time because influential music for me was, as you said, like Van Halen.
Yeah.
The Cars.
Yes.
Let me see. The Kinks.
Yes.
Pink Floyd, as you know, that was my jam. Pink Floyd was my thing.
Yes, it was.
The Beatles. Tim influenced us with the Beatles.
God, yeah.
So, right. But also, though, but here's the interesting thing. I grew up in such a good time. So, as you did, that also hair bands also got into my life. So,
absolutely.
Right. So, as you said, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess is Van Halen a hair band, Nate? Or are they? They're not a hair band, right? They were out before that, though, right?
They were. They were before that. I don't think they were a hair band, in my opinion. But
yeah, right. So, they were like Motley Crue's genre wasn't hair band.
Right. Cinderella, Bon Jovi. Oh,
Cinderella. I love Cinderella. I jam to them now. I love Cinderella.
Cinderella's
dude.
Great. Absolutely.
They are great. They sound like, who do they remind you of?
I don't know. Who?
So I always thought Cinderella reminded me a little bit of AC/DC, the voice.
Yeah, I guess.
The singer's voice. The singer's the voice of the singer.
Yeah.
He's got that raspy kind of singer voice like they had, like Bon Scott and the other guy had,
Brian Johnson. Yeah.
Thank you. Brian Johnson. Thank you. Oh, okay.
There's another influential band, bro. Another influential band right there. AC/DC.
Yeah. Yeah. AC/DC. The Heart, dude. Heart. Another fucking, excuse me. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to keep this clean. Another good band, dude. So, so I'm going to real quickly, before we go on to the next subject here.
Yes.
I'm going to quickly tell you also about Van Halen. So, so as you said, they were also influential in our lives too. As you mentioned, Gordon, Steve, and I used to jam downstairs in the basement all the time, and we used to always jam to all them. Right? We had Gordon played the drums. He was a drum god. Steve was a bass guitar god. I was a suck god because I sucked at everything. I didn't sing, couldn't play. But those two, being my good friends and being the good friends that they were, they always let me do something. They always let me be part of something.
Yes.
And they always did. But those two can play instruments like no one that you know.
Yeah.
No one that you know, bro. They were just fantastic, okay?
Right.
So, but we used to, if you remember, Nate, we used to walk down West Side Scranton, 1984, cassette tape in the big boom box with the 5,000 big D-cell batteries, right?
Absolutely.
And we all had to take turns carrying this big boom box.
Yes.
And we would have Van Halen 1984 on there, and we would walk the streets of West Side with that playing.
Yeah.
And we would do it all night, every day. We did it for at least for that full whole first year that album came out, we did it every night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you started off with the synthesizers in the beginning.
Yes.
And you hear us coming from a mile away.
Yes.
And by the time we got down to the end of the block or whatever, we had more people following us. It was a great, it was so awesome, dude. It was the best ever, dude.
Yes, it was.
People can say what they want.
Right.
You know, people can say what they want about back then. Yeah, we had to carry these big boom boxes that had 20,000 big D-cell bat, weighed 50 pounds and all that.
Right.
You can say what you want, dude, but that was the best time, man. That was the best time, dude.
I agree.
The best.
Absolutely.
The best. Awesome, man.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yep. All right, dude. So we're going to, okay, we're going to do another one here. We're going to do another. We're going to spin the wheel now.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Now we're going to spin the wheel. We call this one the wheel of mystery now.
Okay. Oh, mystery.
Yeah, the wheel of mystery. And we're going to spin this wheel and we're going to talk. So different things are going to come up. Like we might talk about, okay, I have no idea what happened here. Something just happened for some reason. Okay. For some reason, something came up now. It's telling me I have to sign this something here. What a stupid thing this is. All right. So here we go. So all the wheel of mystery. Here's some of the topics. Football. Growing up in Scranton.
Oh, yes.
Weather. Let me see here. Current affairs.
Okay.
Dumb ass people. Okay. Okay. So here we go. So we're going to spin the wheel, Nate, and we're going to see what comes up. And here we go. Here's the topic today we have on here. Football, Nate. Football.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Football.
Yeah. We're going to bring
this up
anyway,
Dolphins? So. What about them Dolphins, Nate? What about them Dolphins?
It's great how professional football, though, they can score 70 and then they got trounced by, what, 40?
Yeah, it's crazy, like, man.
It's a professional sport.
It happens.
Yeah.
What my buddy Jim, who, by the way, my buddy Jim listens to us. He travels every day from
That's
our
awesome.
House all the way. He travels about 5 or 6 hours a day. He's a truck driver. Great guy. Nicest guy you'll ever meet. And he loves the show. And he said to me, he said, hey, it's like any given Sunday, right, Nate? Any given Sunday, you never know what's going to happen. Right?
True.
So, yeah.
Big Jim, I love you, brother. I love Jimmy.
Oh, he's the best, man. Jim's the best, man. He's really supportive of the show. He's actually putting together a theme song for us. You know that? I think I told you that. He's putting together
a theme song. I can't wait.
Yeah. He's awesome, man. He's the best, man. So Jim is – and he says the other day – well, okay, we'll get into that later. But football. So, yeah. So, everybody – you know, I'm a big Dolphins fan.
Right.
I mean, I've been a fan of theirs since 1974. Since I was about 6 years old, 5 years old. And I've been a fan, right, Nate? For years, I've been disappointed for years. I get excited, and look what happens, Nate.
Yeah.
Trounce on. They finally played a good team. Buffalo's a good team.
Absolutely.
Buffalo's a good team, and Buffalo's gonna take the division again, and they're probably gonna take. They're gonna do it. I'm telling you.
It's still early yet.
We'll see.
Yeah.
If Tua stays healthy, maybe we'll get lucky. So Nate, what about your boys? What about your boys?
I'm a big Eagles fan, and they're right now they're 4-0 along with the 49ers. But I listen. I'm not dissing the Eagles, but I think the 49ers are a better team in the NFC. I do.
All right.
Eagles are struggling. They're just barely winning.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And I'm not so convinced on KC. They made a lot of mistakes last night. I thought
they did.
They made a lot of mistakes. I think they're more concerned with Taylor Swift, but whatever.
Don't even get me started, bro.
Yeah, but they
since
made a lot
we're
of
on the subject of football,
yeah.
Now I want everybody to know, I like Taylor Swift. I do. I have nothing bad to say about her because here's the reason why. If anybody knows anything about Taylor Swift, I will tell you right now, and this is proof, Taylor Swift actually gives a crap about her fans, and she does.
Right.
She will sign autographs for hours. She will talk to her fans. Did you know, Nate, a couple of years ago, she was actually up around this area, and there was a children's hospital up here. You got Hasbro Children's Hospital.
Okay.
She was up here doing a concert, And there was a kid at the children's hospital that wanted to go to the concert but couldn't go from because they had cancer and they're really sick.
Okay.
Now, if this is the story that I heard, this is years ago, this is pre-COVID. Apparently, right. Taylor Swift, on the way out of here, on the way out of the area on her bus, she got word about this. I guess she was on social media and she got word about it. She made her bus turn around and go back to the hospital, and she went to visit that kid.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's
I like
true. That's awesome.
I like Taylor Swift. I do. Yes, she acts like a child. I think you said that, Nate.
Yeah,
she acts like a child. How old is she now? 30-something? She in her
30s 30, now? 33, 34. Because same age as that Kelsey.
Okay.
They're on the same age,
Nate, you and I act like kids, right? You and I act like children, too. So I can't really give her on that one, dude.
No, you're right.
Because we are the same way.
ADHD we have.
ADHD. Oh, Nate, tell us what your friend Buddy said.
I don't want to say. He's going to know what they say, but he said the podcast was good, but we're a little all over the place. I said, dude, we have ADHD. That's just the show. That's us.
That's damn true.
He goes, that's true. He said it's true. It's not- what did he say? He said it's true, and that's why it's fun. So he was being funny.
Yeah, and we don't have just regular ADD. We've got ADHD. We got that hyper thing going down.
Yes.
But we want to say thank you, though, for the comment, because, again, we want that comment anyway. And thanks for listening to the show. You know who you are. Thank you so much, my friend, for that. And we really appreciate it, you know?
Definitely. So
I want to say, Nate, that – so, again, I like Taylor Swift. I do, but – enough is enough, dude. Every time Kelsey did something last night, they panned on that poor girl. And I'm not blaming her, because it's not her fault they do that.
Right.
It's not her fault.
Right. You're right.
But they do that.
They do.
But how stupid – I'm sorry, folks. I know people are going to get mad at me. But, I mean, what? Kelsey's shirt now goes up 400% in sales?
Well,
come on. Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, how about even the whole NFL? The NFL's not dumb.
No.
If she's above the NFL, everything's going to go up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Their sales are going to skyrocket.
Yeah. And, Nate, they got to make up for their debacle back in 2018 or whatever it was with the whole kneeling thing with Kaepernick. They lost – one thing that they don't tell people is the NFL lost billions on that.
Yeah.
They lost billions.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you that.
No, a guy was being selfish pretty much.
Right, right. Whatever. And now he's trying to come back. Well, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, he's not even that good, but whatever.
I have no problem, again, Nate, I told you before, as a veteran, I have no problem with people protesting. I fought for their right to protest.
You're right.
But do it somewhere else. And if you're going to protest, don't be wearing, you know, socks with cops, pictures of pigs on it. Come on, don't be doing that kind of stuff. I mean, that's not right, man, because men and women in blue, there are men and women in blue put their lives in danger every day for you, man. And for the 1% that's crooked, that's it. 1% that's crooked.
Right.
Make everybody else, the 99%, you make them bad. And these people put on that uniform every day, not knowing if they're going to come home to their children or not. So when you do that crap, dude, I'm sorry. And then not only the men in blue, but also talk about our troops that are out there making minimum wage pretty much out there, dying every day out there fighting wars for other people out there.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
While their bosses like Biden and the rest are making millions, these poor people out there making nothing,
millions,
and they're out there suffering. And we're gonna and that's the whole purpose that we have that national anthem is to recognize those people that have sacrificed their lives for you. So give me a break. I got no remorse for you. Get away. Get out. Go play at the SFL. Yeah. What's it called, Nate? Is it the CFL? What's that called? The other football?
Yeah, Canadian.
Whatever it is. Canada. Go play for the – yeah, you know what? Go play for the Canadians.
They might not even take them. So,
no, they're probably not going to take
them. I don't follow him. I just – whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen.
Yeah, enough of that. You're right, Nate. Enough of that.
Well, let me give you a scenario real quick, speaking of cops. Imagine pulling over a guy at 2 in the morning and going up to a car with tinted windows. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. You don't know.
You know how terrifying that's got to be?
You don't know. That's right. That's right.
But like you said, 1% are bad. There's bad in everything. So
yeah, of course there is. Yeah.
But,
I mean, there's bad podcasts, but Nate, that's not me.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right, baby. So Nate, let's get to the next topic. Let's get to emails. I think we had some emails that came in.
Now you're talking about emails on our site or ones that I got?
Well, the ones on our site. We got an email from one of our loyal listeners that's been.
I didn't know we got an email. Let me know. What does it say?
Well, it's our friend Darius. She sent us more Nate than a text, but we're gonna count it as an email because it was sent to the East Coast Bros.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's a longtime listener. She's been with us from the beginning. She's awesome. We love her, and but she has some good topics, and Nate, we want to talk about two of them. Two topics that she brought. She actually brought up a crap load of topics, actually.
Yeah, we could get to them some other time, maybe.
Yeah, we have a lot of them here. But yeah, we're gonna talk serious, and then we're gonna talk a little bit funny.
Yeah.
So this is what Daria writes to us. Nate, did you want to read it off, or you want me to read it off?
The whole thing?
Go ahead.
Well,
you want me to do it?
Every single one, or just the two topics?
No, just the first one about the first one that she sent.
Oh, hold.
Want me to get? I have it up. Want me to
read
it?
Yeah, do it. Do it. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. So this is from our friend, our good friend here. So she says, "I know that you said your podcast isn't political. Not sure that I said that though. Did we say that, Nate?
Maybe we did. We have ADD. We have ADHD.
Maybe we did say that, but you're right, Darius. We're not going to make this political. But I'm going to tell you something. We sure are going to make fun of them, though. So let's continue. But I would love if you to discuss Biden on the picket line taking sides on Americans, and what this is going to mean to the cost of everything when the other unions follow. Just a thought. So what do you think, Nate? I don't know what have you read about that? Anything, Nate?
I just heard it's not going to be a good thing because prices are going to skyrocket. That's pretty much like if other unions join the whole whatever, or do you know what I mean? I don't understand politics so well. So I just heard cars going to be worth like $100,000, stuff like that.
So my idea, my understanding when I look things up was that they're looking, it's like a pay increase of like 40% cost of living increase or something like that. There's other demands they're making as well. And look, I'm all for people getting paid what they deserve. I don't know what they make. I don't know what they make in the auto industry, what they'd make there. But again, I'm all for it. But here's the problem, though. Nate, I don't know about you, but I mean, I've been working since I was, again, 13 years old. And I can remember maybe one or two times that I ever got a cost of living increase in my pay. So I don't ever remember getting a cost of increase of anything. All right. So what about you, Nate? Do they give you, and don't say, I don't want you to say what you do, by the way, but do you get cost of living increases in your, as well? Do you know?
I do, but it's we get pay raises. It's not really called cost of living though.
Okay.
It's just a raise they give because it's a union thing. So
gotcha.
But we get and you get capped off at, I believe, 10 years. You make, what's it called, top rate.
Oh.
But you still get a little bit of a raise every year.
I
have a really good job. So
I
landed in it, and it was all luck.
Yes. So. Well, same with me too. Yeah. I mean, you and I are on totally opposite spectrum of jobs, but same with me. Where I work, I got lucky. I don't have a college degree. I'm sure you all guessed that already, I'm sure, but I don't. I went to one year of business school and that was about it for me. But I got lucky. I've worked hard. Like you, Nate, we've both worked hard.
Yeah.
I think we all have. We work very hard, and we've all, I do pretty well. You do well as well. So it's good. But I think the point that what Darius is trying to make here, if I'm not mistaken, Darius, you can email us and let us know. I think the point that she's making is the point that I made a long time ago, Nate, when they talked about when the Democrats talk about raising the
We're good.
All right.
10 minutes.
Just so everybody knows, folks, we might end up doing a part two of the show because we still got stuff to talk about. So,
yeah.
All right. But we'll let you know. So Nate, one thing that I always said that when they were talking about like, taxes, and they're talking about making the rich, the 1% pay more in taxes, right, or whatever that is, or whatever the tax, they're like going after them for like what, 50, 60, 70% of a tax rate or something like that. I think that's their thing. that they're talking about. And my whole thing that I said about that, Nate, is let me ask you a question. And I think this goes to Darius' point. When everybody starts getting it, when everybody starts following suit with that, and everybody starts to agree with that, what do you think happens when the rich that own Walmart, that own Target, that own these big stores, Amazon, right. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah. Let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, they're going to raise prices.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. They don't care. Right. Do you think they care?
No.
They don't care. They don't give a crap. They do. Oh, we're gonna get hit with this. We're gonna raise this up 75% to make sure we make that back. They don't give a crap, man, about getting hit with taxes like that. They don't.
Right.
And I know a little bit about tax code because I kind of do that for a living a little bit.
Right.
And you know, the tax code is written. Yes, the tax code is written to help business out because you can, if you have an S corp, or I should say an 1120 S, which is a corp. Or a 1065 partnership, or even a Schedule C little business one, you can, all that gets, it's a pass through. It goes into your normal taxes. So if you make all this money, you could basically, you know, write off all your tax stuff or your business into your personal taxes and pay less taxes. So that's what the tax code does.
Okay, listen, real quick. Listen, I don't mean to cut you off. Yep. You were seriously just speaking Chinese. You blew my mind. I don't know what you're saying.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Folks. Sorry, folks.
No, but you're right. I just don't get it.
Well, like, that's okay. See, that's Nate. That's what happens. I've been married to an Asian for 30 years. I start talking like her now. That's what happens, dude. I mean, you know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And for those of you out there that just had a conniption, he just said, yes, my wife is Chinese. She's actually Eurasian. She's English and Chinese, so I can say that. So shut up.
Yeah.
All right, so Nate, let's go on with the next. Let's go on with the next, all right? So, yeah. All right. But to Darius' point, I think what happens is if everybody starts following suit, and I think that's happening actually, they're going to actually expand this now, that all they're going to do is they're going to raise prices. And Nate, here's one quick thing too with the whole Biden administration here and the electric car stuff. I don't know if we talked about this before, but let me ask you about this, Nate.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Do you know by any chance? Okay, well, wait a minute. I think you do know someone. How much does a hybrid go for these days? I mean, how much does a hybrid go for?
Nice. Right? It was about 62,000, but they give you like these little kickbacks because you're saving the environment, supposedly.
Oh, so they give you a couple of bucks back?
Yeah, it was about 61, but she paid about 45.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. But still.
It's still expensive. I mean,
it's right.
45 grand.
Right. And I've gone online. Folks, go out there and go online and look for the cheapest electric car out there. They are not cheap. No, and I got news for all of you out there. While I might make some money and while Nate might do pretty well, we don't do that well that we can afford a freaking electric car like that. Well, one of us can't. So, well, no.
credit, right?
Yeah, right, right. But I mean, I have a 2017. My wife drives a 2017 Nissan. My wife drives a 2010 Hyundai. So to give you an idea, we don't like, you know, we basically, you know, we buy a car cheap, and we bought it. I think my car was 16,000. I bought it for it in 17 because it was one of those cars, Nate, they used to drive people around to shuttle them home and stuff like that, shuttle car. Right. So we got a real good deal on it. It was like, you know, 22K. We got it for 16 because it had like 1,000 miles on it, which was awesome.
Wow.
But again, Nate, I can't afford an electric car.
Right.
So they're talking about what, 2030, 2035, they want to switch over to electric car, which there's no way we're going to be able to do it. The infrastructure is not going to be able to handle it, first of all. I mean, it gets hot out. California starts having blackouts. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, but that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you. But whatever. Yeah. But the bottom line is, I hope I'm dead before 2035 because I can't afford a new car. That's the bottom line I'm trying to say.
So. Well, hopefully your kids will buy you one then.
Yeah, hopefully. I know, right? I know. So, Nate. Well, okay, so, Daria, thanks for that question. So,
yes.
There's
one more, all right?
Yeah, huh?
There's one more we're going to go over.
There is. But, Daria, Daria. Thank you so much again. Thanks for your question. How I feel about it is I think it's wrong. Okay. The big topic here is how do I feel about Biden going on the picket line? Well, I have to say, if I'm not mistaken, Nate, I don't know where I saw it, but I thought Trump kind of did the same thing. I thought that he went to a, I thought he went to a GM function. He was over there talking to them also.
I don't know, brother. I thought Trump hates unions, doesn't he?
Of course he does. He's management. Of course he hates unions. Does, dude.
Good point.
I think he was there for the auto workers. I think he was there for the auto workers. Look, Nate, the bottom line is let me ask you, Nate, what season is it right now?
It's getting close to fall. It is fall, no, sorry.
But what season is it? What's coming up in November?
You're right. Election.
It's an election season, right? So you're going to have Trump and you're going to have Biden. They're going to go out there amongst the little people now, and they're going to show them how wonderful they are. And then once they get reelected, which God help us if that happens, we're going to end up they're going to forget all about you folks out there. It's not getting terrible.
They're not going to raise taxes, but they will, you know.
Right. So Nate, here's what we're going to do, Nate. If it's okay, folks, we're going to do is we're going to get to the second question, but we're going to actually stop now. We're going to take a break. And we're going to take a 5-minute break, a little break here, and then we're going to log out because, again, we're cheap and we can't afford to pay $100 a year for Zoom. So we're going to log out here. We're going to get back in again. We get another 40 minutes, though. I guess somehow we're going to beat this thing. We're going to beat this thing somehow. So, Nate, I'm going to log out. We're going to log out. Nate, I'm going to call you on the phone because once I stop, it's going to take a few minutes to upload this episode, and then we're going to log back in again. So I'm going to log out right now. And we're going to do this, folks.
All right.
So let me go like this.